This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden defends the way the U.S. ended its 20-year forever war in Afghanistan, calling the military airlift to extract about 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies an extraordinary success. More than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans were left behind, but Biden said diplomatic and other efforts would continue. Republicans have hammered President Biden and his administration over the Afghan pullout. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
How did this get so wrong?
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul is among those calling it shameful, a disaster, a bungled operation.
So what is today about? It's about fixing this.
Fellow Texan Dan Crenshaw, a Navy SEAL wounded in Afghanistan, says first the administration needs to admit it screwed up and, for starters, make concrete plans to evacuate all remaining Americans from Afghanistan. And then there's the longer-term picture of terrorism. Florida's Michael Waltz, another Afghan vet, says al-Qaeda is now primed to regroup and attack the West again. The administration needs to be ready.
This notion that the war is over is garbage.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
European Union ministers have been meeting to discuss the Taliban's takeover.
The bloc is looking for ways to prevent a repeat of a 2015 refugee crisis that was fueled by Syria's civil war. The arrival in Europe of well over a million migrants that year led to infighting among EU member nations. Now a new wave of migrants from Afghanistan may well exacerbate tensions. A preferred choice is for the EU to provide funding to house refugees in countries bordering Afghanistan to prevent them heading for Europe. However, Germany, for one, is helping up to 40,000 Afghans.
That's AP's Charles E. Ledesma. This is the